This podcast is a Majestic Giraffe production. For more information and more content, visit majesticgiraffe.com.
But I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
Droids are clean, the vaporizers are patched, and the speeders futilely attempt to pick up some blue milk and power converters. You're listening to Toshi Station Radio, brought to you by the Majestic Giraffe Network. Now here are your hosts for the snarkiest podcast in Star Wars and geek culture, Brian and Nancy.
From the outskirts of Anchorhead and on the shores of the Great Chott Flats, you're listening to Toshi Station Radio, the bright center in the universe for all things Star Wars and geek culture. I'm your host, Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Nancy.
Aloha.
On today's episode, it's our 50th anniversary spectacular, and we're sitting here live from Casa de Nancy without any sort of show notes or idea where we're going. So sit back, grab some power converters, and enjoy the show.
Woo!
Woo! So,
hi. Yeah. We have a live guest.
We do have a live guest.
Quote unquote in studio. Regular chat frequenter Nut is here with us. Listening and in the chat, she is a devoted fan. We give her 2 gold stars.
Just because I like harassing you.
Yes, she likes to harass us. Also in the room is the show mascot, currently sleeping. We will see how long that lasts.
Mara the dog. Don't wake the beast.
That was your fault last time.
I know, I'm sorry. So yes, today's podcast, we have zero in the way of show notes, so this should be fun.
It really should.
Well, I guess we can start off with a word from our sponsors.
We should.
And we're going to try and do this without laughing, because every time I use my announcer voice, Nancy starts giggling.
Well, plus he's right here in front of me, so.
We'll see how far we get with this one. Oh, where are the stingers? There they are. Toshi Station Radio is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Listeners to this podcast can get a free audiobook by signing up for a free trial. And we're also brought to you by...
Giggles. This podcast is also brought to you in part by Her Universe. Flaunt your world with Star Wars, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica, Doctor Who, and other fandom-inspired wardrobe and jewelry. Click the link on Toshi-Station.net to purchase awesome geek gear. And I wore some awesome geek gear to MegaCon today.
Yes, you did. Part of our 50th episode spectacular was... involved us going to MegaCon in lovely Orlando, Florida. We'll get back to that in a little bit. But first, we highlight what's new on the blog, and the answer is nothing. There is nothing new on the blog, because we recorded last on Wednesday, and then I got on a plane the next day.
We did. So you get us twice in 1 week.
Aren't you lucky?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. So, so sorry.
Hey, don't say that.
With that, we move into our segment we like to call Fixer's Flash. We highlight the geeky things we've been up to since the last time we recorded. What have you been up to since Wednesday?
I went to MegaCon.
I went to MegaCon too. High five. Oh, this is going to be a short podcast episode.
<That's> okay. Tomorrow we're going to Universal Studios.
We are going to Universal Studios tomorrow, and one of the reasons we like going there is because we get to go to a lovely place called...
The Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
This is your reminder that we are more than just a Star Wars blog.
We are more than just a Star Wars blog, so you come here for the Star Wars and you stay for the other fandom inanity.
Yes.
Let's see. I think I only did MegaCon. Yep.
You watched Once Upon a Time.
Oh, I did watch Once Upon a Time.
So we can watch Once Upon a Time tomorrow night.
Yes.
Actually, in the same time zone. See, live.
The problem with us living on different coasts is we can never coordinate anything, especially on TV.
Which is why we watch a lot of HGTV, because they run the same stream or the same broadcast, no matter the time zone.
Boy, an HGTV, I just don't know if I describe that as geek culture very much.
Now, are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
I have one more listing to show you.
Yours. You know, we've had a lot of episodes of Tashi Station Radios that have gone off the rails, but I don't know if any have gone off the rails quite like this one.
The sad thing about this, though, we have not had a drop to drink.
Nope. We are sober. We are very, very sober.
Oh. Yep.
That's a shame. No. I still need to go read the third issue of that Brian Wood comic.
You're still reading Star Wars comic.
Not read it. How was it?
There's parts of it I like and parts of it meh.
So in other words, it mirrors exactly the last two reviews I wrote exactly. Parts of it are interesting, other parts not so much.
At least it's consistent.
The art is pretty for a dark horse.
I will concede that when Nut just said the art is pretty for a dark horse comic, and it really is. It's a good looking book, especially those Alex Ross covers are fantastic.
She's up.
Uh-oh, the beast has awoken.
That's okay, she's licking Nut's arm. Stop it! Hey!
This is the peril of doing a one-take record show. You get everything that happens.
This is what our podcast is going to be like every time, every week after you move to Florida. We're going to have no listeners after that.
No kidding.
We're
going to need guest hosts on just to keep things going.
So, news?
Yes, news. And since I wasn't around to blog at all this week, or the last half of this week, we're pretty much using Club Jade exclusively.
Thank you, Club Jade.
Yeah, so visit clubjade.net, a fantastic fandom resource full of wonderful, wonderful snark.
Yep, indeed.
But one thing we did blog about, if you are around on March 19th, Drew Karpyshyn is doing a Reddit AMA over at r/StarWarsEU. So get your questions ready for him to be posted starting at 7 o'clock Eastern, March 19th.
Nice. And also, while Brian was on the plane, of course, some news broke. Because, no, sorry, this was yesterday while we were in a car. Yes.
So, roughly the same thing. If you don't know this by now, news only breaks when Nancy, myself, or both of us are far away from a computer.
Yes, but they released some details about the Leia novel by Martha Wells and Kenobi by John Jackson Miller and the brief blurb for the Martha Wells book is, Nebula Award finalist Martha Wells makes her Star Wars debut with a brand new classic Star Wars Rebels adventure, starring Princess Leia and her new friends, Luke Skywalker and Han Solo, in the time just after the destruction of the Death Star in Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope. My comment is, I like that it refers to Princess Leia and her new friends.
Yep.
And second comment, how many things are going to be right after A New Hope? But Martha Wells said it's about 2 years after, so.
Okay.
In her blog post, she said that.
I do have to say, this Leia novel, it's between this and the next novel we're about to talk about. That's my most anticipated expanded universe novel of the year after Scoundrels, which we already got.
Yeah. But completing the blurb is Princess Leia Organa is on a mission for the Rebel Alliance when Imperial forces attack. Now she, Han, and Luke are on their own, working with pirates and dealing with traitors as they race the clock to protect the secrecy of a crucial meeting of Rebel conspirators. And I say that sounds like something I would be interested in.
Oh, absolutely. This book's fantastic. I think there's been a long need for a good Leia novel.
Pretty much since the EU started.
Yes, pretty much since the beginning. So we're 20, 30 years overdue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The, also, they're listing March 2014 for the James S.A. Corey Hahn book and January 2015 for Kevin Hearn's Luke novel.
I gotta say, I am bummed that the Luke novel is that far out.
I know, man.
Well, I mean, when was the last good Luke novel we got?
Mindor.
How long ago was that?
5 years.
If not longer.
And also, Bria in the chat just informed us that Jen Heddle tweeted, Rebels is still just a working title for the series.
You know, I wouldn't be opposed to them keeping that title.
It works.
It's simple, it's apt, it's a one-word title that actually tells you something.
Not like...
Ascension, apocalypse, conviction, sacrifice.
Anyway, John Jackson Miller's Kenobi also got a blurb. In this original novel set between the events of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and Episode 4, A New Hope, Obi-Wan Kenobi comes to the aid of the residents of Tatooine during his exile, but he struggles with his new mission when he realizes that protecting Luke Skywalker, the last hope of the galaxy, means setting aside his compassion and his Jedi warrior training, for the future of the galaxy lies not with Obi-Wan Kenobi, but with a mystical desert recluse known only by the name of Crazy Old Ben.
I love this book just because it's pitched as how Obi-Wan became Crazy Old Ben.
And
we need more Crazy Old Ben.
We need more Crazy Old Ben. How did he become known as Crazy Old Ben?
I think the answer would be... maybe alcohol.
Death sticks.
There's also cover art for William Shakespeare's Star Wars, which is kind of cool.
I still have no idea what to make of this book, but that cover looks fantastic.
And there's some interior pages that I actually haven't looked at yet. So
we're seeing this for the first time.
Yes. C-3PO says, now is the summer of our happiness, made winter by this sudden fierce attack. Our ship is under siege, I know not how, oh hast thou heard, the main reactor fails. We shall most surely be destroyed by this, I'll warrant madness lies herein. R2-D2, beep beep. Beep beep, beep squeak, beep 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 beep. We, C-3PO, we're doomed.
Okay, I want this book now.
I still think it's funny because it's basically a published fanfic.
That is the greatest description of this thing ever.
I'm sure actually someone has written this before. I'm quite positive that you could probably find a Shakespeare version of Star Wars on fanfiction.net or something.
Given how the internet works, I'm pretty sure that's the thing. Hey, those of you, lost internet connection. We're working on reconnecting that.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I'm using wireless in here, and normally I'm plugged straight in when I'm handling the podcast live stream. So, we'll work to keep that going. I'm actually going to dumb down the quality of this right now just to help you out.
If they can't hear you, they can't hear what you're saying. And are you telling them that? That's why they're losing the sound.
They can't hear what I'm saying. This time, it's not my fault, the tech issues. It's not my fault. I promise.
Yep.
Totally not my fault.
Yeah. We should keep talking, though. So anyway, yeah. So that was news. Thank you, Club Jade. And Knights Archive also had the William Shakespeare Star Wars stuff. Also, J.W. Rinsler tweeted, interesting Star Wars publishing announcement coming up in a near future Entertainment Weekly magazine. And let the speculation begin!
Woo! Speculation! Woohoo! I am going to dumb this down now. Oh, you can probably all hear me now because I'm using way less bandwidth. Fantastic, right?
Yeah.
I am wondering what this project is going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Any idea? Speculation was something about Disney, but, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see on that one. I'd certainly like to read a story about how they've done how Disney made the purchase happen.
Yeah. It would be interesting.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to hearing what that announcement's going to be. We have a guest at the door.
No, that's Mara.
That's Mara, okay.
Trying to get out.
Trying to get out.
I'm thinking, yeah. Anyway.
So, shall we move on to our chat about MegaCon?
I think there might be. Is there more news?
Is there more news?
Let's. Oh, that StarWars.com is doing some sort of March Madness bracket thing for characters fighting against one another, and it's interesting. But I didn't. Nah. Yeah.
Interesting, yes.
No, Wedge Antilles is not going to win.
I'm sorry, but I am voting for Wedge Antilles.
Boo!
Go Wedge.
Boo.
Go Wedge.
Boo.
Sorry.
Boo.
I can't deny it. Wedge is going to be victorious.
You can go sleep elsewhere then.
Should I go look for a hotel now? Am I kicked out of your house?
Yes.
Oh, drat. Okay, we're going to pause for a moment and then come right back with our recap of MegaCon. Sorry about that. We paused for a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm podcasting in a new location with some new equipment, so it's my fault.
And Brian is wearing his Death Star tech support shirt.
This shirt's fantastic. It's a picture of a stormtrooper with a headset, one of those customer support headsets on. It says Death Star tech support. So if Death Star tech support is as good as their stormtroopers are at shooting, that's some low-quality tech support right there.
Yep.
I'd like to remind you all, I have a degree in information technology.
It's a good thing you don't do podcasting for a
living. I know. It's a good thing I don't do podcasting for a living. So we were at MegaCon.
We were. It was fun.
It was. Crowded, but fun.
Very crowded.
Very crowded.
Kind of disorganized.
You know, I'm thinking we could actually use this segment to just talk about cons in general.
Oh, okay. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, I think that's what we'll do.
Okay. Okay.
This is our most unscripted episode ever, and it sure comes off that way. So, we were at MegaCon today, the Saturday session, which was notable because it was, in essence, a reunion for the cast of The Next Generation. That second Star Trek series.
Star Trek series?
Yeah, one that might have aged worse than the original one.
Oh.
Because big ol' 80s hair.
Oh.
You're not convinced.
I've seen Marina Sirtis's hair. It's big.
Yeah, it is big.
And her outfit is tight.
Apparently that's a thing for empaths.
Is it?
I don't know.
Bria yelled out cons in the chat.
Con!
Jesus. Yes.
That was so loud, both microphones picked it up and pegged the meter.
And Mara's still lying down going, what the heck is going on?
So yes, MegaCon, we started out by doing the normal thing at a con.
We waited in line.
We waited in a line.
Actually, well, we got there early because at MegaCon, if you get there late, you're going to be waiting in line a very long time to get your ticket. So we got there, Brian waited in line to get in to the one area, and then I went, got our wristbands, then we were funneled into the area, then we left to go find a friend, then we went back in the same area where the main con was, which was weird. And then we waited in line for James and Oliver Phelps because the dealer room wasn't open for like another hour. And we figured we might as well just sit down and wait for a panel. And that was the one panel I wanted to see. So, yeah.
So for you, it was a smashing success of a day.
In the morning, it was.
It was. You know, I was very encouraged. In the morning, it looked like it was going to be a good day. It wasn't too crowded.
Well, it was a good day. It wasn't terrible.
No, overall, it was a great day.
But I will say the moderator for the James and Oliver Phelps panel was very good. He apparently does this for, you know, his job and
He works at Universal, yeah, doing events like this.
Yes, yeah, so he's very good at it, and just makes me believe even more that they need, at Dragon Con, they need dedicated hosts for the big panel rooms, because that's one of their problems with their big panels, is that they don't have moderators.
No, they don't. It's kind of a free-for-all. They have a couple guys holding microphones at the front of the ballrooms, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they... yeah, he was funny. He made jokes. He was, you know, doing the questions, and it was, you know, it wasn't awkward, which is very important, because panels can get awkward very easily. And James and Oliver are funny and adorable. I can say that.
Yeah, yes, you can.
They're the Weasley twins. They're humorous and mischievous and just gotta, whatever.
Yeah, so we made it into that panel. We were gonna go to one or two more, but then we kind of ran into a problem while we were at MegaCon.
Yeah, well, we went to the dealer room and we were planning to, you know, walk around the dealer room. Then we got hungry, so we found a place to sit down, and we ate lunch and watched people walk by in their costumes, and zombies walked by, and, you know, it was a regular con. And
then we people walked by in costumes, and then some zombies walked by.
There was the
same old data con.
There was a zombie walk. So, I have to say, best costume of the con. I took a picture of it, and I'm sure Bria will be doing this on Cosplay Monday. There was a little tiny Thor in Hawkeye.
There were.
And I ran over to take their picture, and I said, excuse me, can I take their picture? And he goes, sure. And he goes, okay, get the bow and arrow. Get the bow up. And I was like, and I think, okay, now this is going to sound terrible, but it was a little child, so sometimes you can't tell. I think it was a girl, because she had really long hair. So I'm thinking they just took her and put her in the Thor.
No, I looked at the picture. I'm pretty sure Thor was an adorable little girl.
Okay, and her costume was, you know, not just like a cloth costume. It was a full-on Thor costume, and she was rocking it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was far and away the best costume of the day, except until I saw the Bill Nye costume. Bill Nye, the science guy. Someone cosplayed as Bill Nye, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, there were a lot of good costumes.
I mean, one of the neat things about MegaCon is that it's very... It's not fandom-specific. So
that's the same thing with Dragon Con.
Same reason both these cons are interesting from a costuming perspective.
Yeah.
Is you get a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. So then we were going to try to do this voice acting panel.
With Billy West, John DiMaggio.
Tara Strong. And
yes.
Someone else.
One other person.
They were going to be reading the screenplay for Lord of the Rings in like their own character voices or something.
So Gandalf is read by Zoidberg or Professor Farnsworth. Good news, everyone. You're going to Mordor to destroy the Tron Ring.
But we tried to find the end of the line and never actually found the end of the line. So, yeah.
And that line was endless, and it was funneling into their smallest panel room.
Yeah. So the panels room were not big. If you've been to Celebration, you know that they have three really, really large panel rooms. They only really had one large panel room for this. But MegaCon is pretty big. It's like...
It's one of the larger conventions out there now.
Yeah, it's a pretty big convention, and it made me... And it's a Saturday, so, you know... They if you went to Celebration, they took the opposite end of the convention center. So it was the smaller halls and panel rooms. And it just didn't work well. We tried to go to another panel with DC authors. And
Gail Simone was there, a couple others.
Yeah. So we stood in line. I went to the bathroom, and by the time I got back, they were all standing by the door saying the room is full and it smells like Khan.
Oh, so, it smelled like Khan spirits so bad in there.
So that was around 3. We ended up leaving after that because we were kind of overwhelmed and ready to leave. But I mean, it was fun. We went to the dealer room and walked around the whole dealer room. They had the R2 Builders exhibit, which was kind of similar to what they had at Celebration, and the Rebel Legion was there. I liked they had all the X-Wing pilot helmets, which was really cool. And then the 501st had an area too. And of course, you know, they had the typical shirts and all this stuff, and I'm going to yell at my dog right now. Mara, stop it. She's chewing a blanket. But you know, Brian bought some shirts.
I think I bought 4 or 5 shirts
Brian
while I was there.
Brian bought a shirt that said, "What the frack?"
Because why wouldn't you own a shirt that says, "What the frack?"
And a Weyland Yutani Corporation shirt.
The logo, the whole yeah. shirt design on that one was really neat.
Brian bought a S.H.I.E.L.D. shirt.
I did go buy a S.H.I.E.L.D. shirt.
And you bought the Death Star tech support shirt because we said that Brian needed a Star Wars shirt. And I saw that when I said, "You need this shirt."
And that's turned out to be quite appropriate for this podcast so far.
Yeah. It was good. I got a R2-D2 tank dress, which I will be wearing as a tank top.
That thing has no business being a dress.
I saw several women wearing it as a dress, and it barely covered their butt. So, you know, whereas the Her Universe TARDIS dress is tight and form-fitting, it's not, like, suffocating and having your boobs spill out and your butt come out the bottom.
Yeah, it actually it actually covers you up, the Her Universe TARDIS dress.
Yes. So I will be wearing that with pants or leggings. And I also bought a Namor action figure because I finally
tweeted
found
a picture
him
of that.
And I was very, very excited. They had several other expanded universe figures, but I just wanted that one because I have an odd like for Namor because he's a jerk.
You are really fascinated with that
I
particular villain.
He's just such a jerk. I want to kill him.
There are a lot of villains that are jerks, though.
I like them too. I have Izzard. I have.
We've got Nancy's action figure showcase behind us right now, so we're just glancing over at that.
I have Izzard. I have 2 Thrawns. I have Lumia. Lumia came in a comic pack with Luke, and she has a severed head.
See, I thought you took that Lumia head off another action figure. Then you
no,
told me it came with that
with,
Luke
it came
figure.
With 2 heads, and the head is by Luke. The head is at Luke's feet.
Yeah, apparently you can now get action figures with separate disembodied heads.
And we also saw I saw a Darth Revan action figure going for $100.
Oh, can we talk about something I saw there that really pissed me off?
Because I'm the one who noticed it. They had a display case where they had the Revan figure. They also had a Darth Malak. They also had the Quinlan Vos and Mara Jade maquettes, which were one day exclusives at Star Wars Celebration 6. And it was going for $125.
A $75 markup.
Uh-huh.
Over what it was originally sold for. I know there are a lot of people that don't have a problem with this, but when someone goes to a fan convention, especially like Celebration,
mm-hmm.
and they go buy up these exclusive figurines designed for fans,
mm-hmm.
and they turn around, mark up the price, and resell them at other conventions or events,
that ticks me off. I have no problem with a fan going and purchasing an exclusive for a friend of theirs that cannot go to the convention. I have no problem with that. Like, if, you know, if one of my friends, she was at Celebration, so she bought the Mara shirt. But if she hadn't been there, I probably would have bought the Mara shirt for her. But I would have either given it to her as a gift, or I would have sold it to her for
at
the cost of the shirt. Not, you know, buying 50 of them and selling them, you know.
Yeah, bringing your store staff, telling each of them to go buy one, and then marking them up $75 to $100.
And especially because a lot of them don't have limits. It's very frustrating.
Because those figurines were gone in about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was the Thursday one, and we went there right after we got out of the Her Universe booth, which was like maybe 45 minutes, and they were gone already. So, yeah. Fun
time. Yes, yes.
It was a nice figurine. I might have bought it if it wasn't $125.
Maybe if it was, I don't know, 50?
Or 60 even. I mean, I can understand, you know, maybe $5 more, but $75.
$75 to $100 markup.
No. Yeah. So we did that. We saw a lot of cool costumes. We saw a lot of superheroes, obviously, because there was, you know, DC people there, Star Trek people there, a lot of anime that I didn't know. I played the try to figure out what people are game.
I recognized a decent number, but I haven't watched anime regularly in half dozen years.
Yeah, they had some good Star Wars costumes. There was a Darth Kreia and a Nihilus.
Picture of that. We'll be featuring that one on the blog soon.
There were the standard stormtroopers and...
Stormtroopers in Waldo outfits, stormtroopers in Hawaiian print shirts.
There were Jedi, Aayla Secura was good. There were a lot of good stuff. We walked around the artist alley a bit. There was wrestling going on at one point. We heard loud noises.
I don't know what that wrestling thing was, and I don't know if I want to know.
But yeah, so unfortunately we only did the one panel and we didn't get to go to the other ones that we wanted. But, you know, it was fun to spend the day at the con. And then on the way home we ended up talking about Dragon Con and how even though Dragon Con is huge and packed...
Dragon Con feels less cramped and crowded than MegaCon.
It depends on where you are. There are certain areas where... you are stuck in an intersection and you just feel like you're never going to get out. But then there are other parts of the con where it's not as populated in the smaller tracks and you can just kind of hang out and chill. Whereas MegaCon was like everyone in the dealer room. And also I think that's the difference with Celebration. It's because Celebration, there are so many panels going on at one time and people are doing the panels. And there's the R2 room and the 501st room. And those are, you know, those aren't necessarily in the dealer hall. That was a lot more easier to navigate because not everyone was stuck in there. Whereas at MegaCon, pretty much everyone was in the dealer room or outside in the weird lobby area that's not the lobby area. There's like a lobby and then there's another lobby and then there's kind of this
expressway hall to get you from one area of the concourse to the next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I mean, MegaCon seems like a con that's built around the dealer room rather than panels.
Well, this was I've been there maybe this 4 or 5 times and this was the first time I'd ever been to a panel. They definitely don't have a lot going on. And also, they were having a special TNG reunion panel tonight, which was an extra cost.
This
panel.
Is bad. This is bad.
Yeah. And my friend Shannon bought a ticket to go because, you know, Star Trek is one of her big fandoms. And she was really super excited to see reunion of all the cast. And, you know, not only did they pay an extra ticket, but they waited in line, you know, so they could get a good seat. And the panel started, and they got in after all the guests had been introduced and like 10 minutes into the panel. So they missed about 10 minutes of the panel that they paid extra money for.
And I think all of that is attributed to MegaCon doesn't do well for queue management.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, especially when guests are paying that extra premium for one specific event.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a con and it's local, so I'm probably going to keep going, but it's definitely more of a go and buy stuff con than and go and see people in costume con than doing panels and such. How big it is, it definitely needs to expand into the larger parts of the convention center, but I don't think they want to do that.
Well, we've talked about this, that the East Coast really needs another large-size convention.
Yeah.
MegaCon is in a facility where they've got the room to be that next big convention.
Yeah.
But in order for that to work, they've got to actually use that room, beef up the staff by at least tenfold, and just put more of a focus on the events and the panels than the dealer room.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was still a fun time. MegaCon, even though we were in the dealer room crammed in there like sardines, it's still a con, and we love cons. But we were talking in the car. I think our favorite regular con is pretty safe to say Dragon Con.
That's the only one I really go to.
But the interesting thing there is Dragon Con's what, a 30,000 person convention?
Dragon Con? Oh, it's much more than that.
Is it more than 30,000?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Okay, well, it's 30,000 plus, and I don't feel as rushed, crowded, and overwhelmed there as I did at MegaCon today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like we said, if you're going to go to a con, consider Dragon Con, and consider sticking to the smaller tracks.
Yes, definitely.
Obviously our favorites, the Star Wars track. It's located in a nice big room at the end of which hotel is it?
The Hilton. Marriott.
Marriott, yes, the Marriott. And it's just a great convention because it's fan-run. They get great guests, and the atmosphere is fantastic. So if you're looking for a con to go to and there isn't a celebration happening that year, consider Dragon Con.
Yep.
But if you're 18 or younger, please lock yourself in your room after 8 o'clock.
Yes, very good.
So, that was MegaCon. We'll probably do it again next year.
It's a con.
We like cons.
Might better be at our going on Sunday, though.
Yes, I think Saturday is just too crowded a day.
Or Friday. Friday.
I could do a Friday. Friday at MegaCon would be nice. I mean, I really wanted to spend more time in the dealer room to actually look at stuff, but I got claustrophobic in there.
Yeah. It's either you have a crappy dealer room in a smaller con with a crappy dealer room or a really good dealer room with crazy amounts of people.
Yeah. And I was prepared to give them more money than I did.
Yes.
So, yeah, maybe next year I'll give you more money if you make it a little easier for me to navigate the floor.
So, yeah. That was MegaCon.
Indeed.
Tomorrow we're going to Universal. It will be fun.
What are we going to do at Universal tomorrow?
Ride rides. Eat at Three Broomsticks.
Butter beer for me.
Woo!
Woo! Pretty much only me. I don't think anyone else in this room actually likes the stuff.
Go. So sweet. It is very sweet. That's why I don't like it. We can go on. Well, it'll probably be warm so we can go on Jurassic Park. No, you cannot go on Jurassic Park, Aaron. Brian and I will go on Jurassic Park. It's a drop ride.
I'm okay with that.
It's a little like Splash Mountain.
She does not like drops.
Not good on drops?
Nope.
Not good on drops.
Okay.
We can go on Spider-Man.
Ooh, we can.
There's a drop, but it's a simulated drop.
Yes.
I've gone on Spider-Man. I'm fine.
Okay.
You know, I think there's only been one roller coaster ever that has scared the living daylights out of me, and it was this random roller coaster in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Well, yeah, of course, because why the hell would you go on a roller coaster in Idaho?
It was a nice park, the Silverwood theme park, but how the roller coaster worked is it would strap you into your seat, mm-hmm. and then it would drag you back and up. So you're facing straight down at the ground. You are perpendicular with the earth.
So it's like Shikra.
Yeah.
At Busch Gardens.
Staring down at the ground, and they randomize how long they hold you there
until they
drop you.
That's what Shikra at Busch Gardens says, except you start going up like a regular ramp, and it's stadium seating. So everyone has a view of the ground. And you just hang over the edge and you're staring at the bottom.
I have never feared for my life so much as when I was on that random roller coaster in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Ooh, we can go. We need to go on Hulk tomorrow.
Oh, I love the Hulk coaster.
Yes. Yes. So good.
Fade Keeper.
Yep.
Every group always has one. So don't make fun of your bag keeper in the group.
No, we like them.
We do. So our 50th episode spectacular was probably a letdown on all accounts.
We should walk down memory lane.
We should walk down memory lane. You know what I'm going to do?
Not memory lane.
I am going to pull up the episode list right now.
Oh, God.
And I'm going
to... Well, I was mainly thinking about talking about how we started this whole thing. It's a really simple story.
It is a simple story.
Brian wanted to do a podcast. He was given the chance to host host the web space for the podcast. And then he said, "Hey, Nancy, want to co-host a podcast with me?" "No." "Yes, come on." "No, come on.
I'll do all the heavy lifting."
Okay. And 50 episodes later, we're doing a podcast live from my house. And I'm poking Brian in the arm right now.
And I'm poking Nancy in the shoulder. There's going to be a point in the not too distant future where we're recording all of these episodes live from here.
I should comment. I need to comment on a Twitter comment I got the other day.
Oh, right, that one.
So I mentioned on Twitter that we had gone to my mother's house and my mother approved of Brian. And someone said, "Are you guys dating?" And I said, "Actually, since Celebration, yes." Which is funny because then there were the people who before Celebration were like, "Wait, weren't you dating already?" So
we're just going to throw that out there now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's his fault for starting this damn podcast.
It's not my fault.
It was all a big plan, master plan, a year in the making.
And someone in the chat asks, "How did people miss that?"
I don't know.
You can't see this, but I'm shrugging my shoulders in confusion. You know what I've just pulled up?
Our first show notes?
Our first batch of show notes. Oh, episode God. Number one.
Please throw it away.
Retirony.
Please throw it away.
We started with news of George Lucas's retirement.
Really?
We did, yeah.
Nice. But it was not really number one as... Nut points out in the chat.
No, it was not. You may not know this, but we recorded an episode zero.
Do you have that?
I do.
Oh.
I do still have episode zero. We had to chuck it because the recording software was throwing in some interference and the episode was unplayable. Oh. Because every 2 minutes it would be this loud static hiss.
It was really Mara.
No, it wasn't. It was the software. But that was the unaired episode. I can't even remember what we talked about on it.
Probably the same thing we talked about on the first episode.
It could have been, yes. And we hit 56 minutes, and I remember saying, "Oh man, we're never going to do an hour again."
Clue. Yeah. We have an hour 30-minute podcast all the time.
I think with Aaron Goins, a couple weeks ago, we did an hour 45.
Oh, we should have mentioned that in Fixer's Flash.
Oh, yes.
Friend of the show, Aaron Goins. We had him on a few weeks ago with his co-host, Teresa Delgado, from the Star Wars Bookworms podcast. He was in town with his lovely wife for a conference, and we met up with them for dinner on Thursday night and talked about the Star Wars Expanded Universe for many hours.
We're so sorry that we subjected her to that.
Yes, his wife is not a Star Wars fan, but she was very supportive of Aaron's interest and, you know, encouraged us to talk about it. I joked that she wanted him to talk about it so he wouldn't talk about it later on. But yes, as we said, it's always great to talk about the EU in person with people.
And you know, that's one of the reasons we did start this podcast.
Yes.
We like talking with Star Wars, talking about Star Wars. The show originated as just a straight line conversation between the two of us, but we're getting to the point where we want to regularly feature guest hosts on this show.
And either guests from other podcasts, you know, that we listen to or like or whatever, or just people on the show, you know, because friends of the show, whatever, because
it's great to get different voices in there to talk, to change things up, because 50 episodes of just the two of us, you'd get sick of that.
Yep, it is.
Oh. So, yeah. We're going to be looking for more guest hosts. So, if you record a podcast, if you write a blog, or if you just like our show and you'd like to be on.
Or if you're sitting in the room right now.
Awkward silence from our guest in the room. Awkward silence.
Come here, Nut. Let's talk about Star Wars.
We have ambushed our guests staying with us, and we're going to be doing an impromptu segment.
They won't let me run away.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Erin, who is always in the chat as Nut, and she is a friend of ours and lives in here and near here, and we went to MegaCon and going to Universal tomorrow. So, hi.
Hello and welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
I don't know. You should see me in answering machines. It just doesn't work.
This is why I can't leave voicemails.
No. So this is when we ask you about how you became a Star Wars fan.
And we're not going to do the James Lipton 10 questions this time.
Oh, thank you. Well, actual devoted fan was a friend in high school handed me the Thrawn trilogy with the instructions to read it.
Yay, Thrawn trilogy! Yay.
And after reading through the majority of the books that appeared on the little timeline in the back of the book, she encouraged me to move over to the X-Wing books, and I haven't left since.
There's a theme here. And Aaron had a very cool-looking X-Wing dress that, Bria, I did take a picture of.
We're not allowed to feature this one on Cosplay Monday.
Because, yeah, I will be trolling you and destroying electronic equipment.
We can blur out your face.
I got a feeling that's still not going to fly.
We could put Mirax's face over it.
Oh dear. I don't know if that'd be better or worse.
So, let's see. What's your favorite EU book?
Starfighters of Adamar. Oh, I mean, come on. That's the one I go to for if I'm down and need a pick me up.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Oh,
I stumped her.
I don't know. Quite frankly, I'm fond of Return of the Jedi.
Yes, me too.
I maintain that Return of the Jedi has the best starfighter sequence in the entire saga.
Well, yeah. It's Wedge being awesome.
There is that. And a little bit of Ewok dancing at the end.
Yub nub.
And Luke and Wedge bro hug. Best part of the special editions.
And the whole Han being gobsmacked at the end that... Yes, he does indeed get the girl.
Yes. Yes. Ryan.
You know, I think we'll let her off the hook there.
Okay.
Whew. good job.
But that's an example of things to come in the future. We would like to feature fans, other bloggers, other podcasters on this show, because Tashi Station Radio, more than anything else, is a conduit for us to have a chat with all of you. And now we have Mara the dog approaching the microphone.
Hi, Mara. This is Mara licking my face. Mara, when did you become a Star Wars fan?
Probably the day after you named her after an expanded universe character.
Just lick the microphone. Yes. Do you like Star Wars? Do you like Star Wars? Aw, she licked my face.
Okay. All right. We're going to end the show with a segment we like to call Ask Us Anything.
Woo!
The segment in which you ask us anything and we're obligated to answer.
Woo!
Woohoo! And the first question from Riorin. How do listeners who are willing to be guests let you guys know? Well, I suppose I should have talked about that about 2 minutes ago. shoot us an email at staff.tashistation@gmail.com. Get a hold of us on Twitter. Drop us a line on Facebook or, I don't know.
Twitter.
Twitter's the best way.
Yeah.
Twitter's the best way. We are both constantly checking that. Or you can send us smoke signals if that's your thing. I can't guarantee I'll see them. You can try that if that works for you.
Yes.
Okay, another question. We're pulling these from the chat right now. Has Brian convinced Nancy to at least try and read any comics yet? We got her to read one today.
Aaron threw one of the X-Wing comics at me.
The Wedge origin story.
Yep.
Phantom Affair number 2?
And I said, yeah, still don't like reading comics.
For the record,
sorry, Bri, I tried.
For the record, Nancy still has the first 3 volumes of Astonishing X-Men sitting in her room. You should read them. They're great. It's Joss being Joss.
Yep.
And another question, has Nancy tried any webcomics?
I've read Extra Life, which is a Scott Johnson's webcomic, and I have read the always linked
XKCD.
Yeah, that one. And if anyone links them, I'll read them, like the web strips.
I got some recommendations for you.
No.
There's real life comics. There's PvP
online.
Well,
see, the problem is I need some. I had stuff in my. I would just subscribe to them in my Google Reader, but since Google is getting rid of Reader.
Did we get to talk about this on the last podcast?
No, because it just happened.
Google is getting rid of Google Reader.
And that sucks.
I mean, that's got to be their second most used product after Google Search.
So if you have a recommendation for another reader, tell us. Yes.
Please. Bria asks, what is your favorite not Star Tours ride at Disney?
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Ooh, that's a good one. Nuts. Mission Space.
Mm, yeah,
ooh,
no.
I forgot about that one.
Full Motion Simulator.
Ugh. Yeah, I like that one better.
I need to go on the green.
I love that centrifuge they strap you into.
Oh, that would make me barf everywhere. And I'm not prejudiced against comics. I think it's great that people like them. I just have a hard time reading them.
She's so prejudiced against comics.
I have comics on my bookshelf. I have Tales of the Jedi. I have Union. I have The Black Pearl, which is a non-Star Wars comic, but granted, Mark Hamill did write it, but I bought it and I read it. That's all I have. But I have comics!
How many of those comics came because it came bundled with an action figure?
No! Those are different. I have trades up there.
See, this is what you can look forward to when we're podcasting live all the time. More vocal arguments between the hosts. And she is now fetching her list of her comic collection.
Trade comic.
Okay, she does have
Union. She does have Union.
She does have the Union trade comic. She's also got, drumroll please.
It's buried a little.
Yeah, it looks like she hasn't pulled these comics out in a while. And Bria in the chat says Union doesn't count.
Yes, it does. Tom. Okay, fine. I have Tales of the Jedi, Dark Lords of the Sith, Tales of the Jedi, The Sith War, and Tales of the Jedi Redemption. That are written by, I might add, Kevin J. freaking Anderson, so obviously I like these.
So she's got the Tales of the Jedi comics.
I also have Jedi Prince books.
Yes, she also has the Jedi Prince books.
What are these? Oh, I have more
comics. She's found more.
She has found more.
See?
Okay, Nancy, you've made your point.
And I've actually read those comics that I named. I have read all of them, and I actually really, really love Tales of the Jedi, and Redemption is one of my favorite Star Wars stories.
Fantastic.
So, ha!
Okay. We are going to go ahead and wrap the show up there. Our most disorganized, unprofessional disaster of an
Why are we
ever.
Supposed to be professional? We don't get paid for this.
Lowest production quality? I think we can run with that one. Lowest production quality.
Yeah.
We apologize. We're not going to be podcasting this next week because we recorded two episodes for you this week, but we'll be back the week after, and we'll be using show notes again, and it will be better. I promise. It will be better. It's only appropriate that our 50th milestone episode is as disorganized and bizarre and funky.
But you
as
know
the
what?
First.
There are a lot of podcasts that are organized and, you know, they're great. But people listen to us because we're disorganized.
Our podcast, we just aim to have a conversation, and we're letting you voyeuristically listen in
and make people laugh at us.
Mostly me.
Yep.
Oh, she doesn't even refute.
You're
it.
The hobby of our podcast.
Oh. I'm the hobby of the podcast?
Yes.
That's not very nice. So thank you all for listening in to 50 episodes.
Yes.
We hope we can do another 50 more.
Yep. Why are you looking at me?
I thought you were just going to add another note there. But no.
I love you.
I know.
Oh, you're getting frozen in carbonite right now.
Oh, ow.
And I am not coming to save you.
Oh, dear.
I just got soloed.
Okay. This episode of Tashi Station Radio has been brought to you in part by Her Universe and Audible.com. Go check out those products and the links, because when you sign up for a free trial at Audible or buy anything through Her Universe, you help us keep the lights on for the podcast and the blog.
And don't you want to do that after this one?
Oh, man. I've made a huge mistake. You can find us on Twitter with the handle @Tashi_station. That's the official show account. You can find Nancy with @NancyPants. That's Nancy with an I. You can find me with @LaneWinry, LaneWinree. On Facebook, we are the Tashi Station Network. You can find us on the iTunes Store if you like what you hear. Boy, I hope you do after this episode. Please leave us a review. It does help us grow the show. You can find our news and columns at Tashi-Station.net. We'll be back to posting at full strength come Tuesday. Thank you for listening to the first 50 episodes of this podcast. We'll catch you next time, and hopefully for another 50 more.
May the Force be with you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Majestic Giraffe Productions and is the official podcast of TashiStation.net. All Star Wars names, music, and logos are property of their respective trademark and copyright holders. Tashi Station Radio is not endorsed by Lucasfilm or any division of the company. Now go pick up some power converters.